Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations, and remember, I'm just saying. I want to talk to you from the subject, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. Have you ever been somewhere and you just knew you did not belong or felt like you did not belong? And people treated you like you did not belong. There was anger. There was resentment. And even when you were doing your best. For example, you may have been on a team and you were the best athlete. They may say you don't belong here. You may have been a part of a job and you were the most skilled, high performing, doing everything exceeding expectations, but still that it was this awkwardness like, you don't belong here. Have you ever been in some form of singing group or band, or and you may have very well been the best, the most capable, not only of playing or singing, but being able to help everyone with their parts, but you still were told you don't belong here. And sometimes you weren't flat out told, you could just feel it in the air like a climate. And what was funny is that they told you that you did not belong because you were making an impact and making a stronghold on that place that you belong to. And the funny thing about it is, eventually, things had turned around for you. At that job that you stayed at, the other person or people who were supposed to be the main workers, the ones, they ended up quitting or leaving or getting fired. On the athletic team, same thing, quitting, just leaving or getting kicked off the team. In the singing group, person just decided they wanted to quit. They left. There may have been an uproar, but you were there, staying late, arriving early, still being available. And then what ended up happening? You ended up stumbling your way into a power position. Sometimes the saying that you don't belong here is the exact opposite. It's not that you don't belong there. They're afraid that you are going to take over, which you will based on your skill set. And you're doing it the right way. You're not engaging in anything, doing any ill-gotten gain, but your work ethic, who you are, the way you show up is just way too powerful. They cannot contain you. They cannot stop you. They cannot hold you back. And because they know that, they are telling you, you don't belong here. But actually, you do. But you don't belong there as a normal person. You don't belong there as just someone in the group. You belong there as the leader of the group. And they know that, and they're upset all because of that's what you're going to do. And that's who you are. I want you to think about that. You belong there, but you belong in a place of power and a high ranking position. Well, I hope I said something to make you think as you go from your journey from labor to reward. And that can be from earth to heaven or your goals while you are still on this time side of life. You're once again coming to the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rocks. Never, never land wished that it was never created in the first place. And Wonderland wonder why it exists at all. And I encourage you to dial your inner child and let your imagination run wild. But I beg you to dream like you'll live forever. And please, pretty please, live like you'll die today.